Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to, by far, the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes formative show on earth, because this is Radio Law Talk with myself, Frederick Penny, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call in at 800-529-7234, 1-800-529-7234, or go to our website, RadioLawTalk.com, listen to the former shows. You can find us on all platforms, just type in Radio Law Talk, and we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about Alex Murdaugh. I know we know it was closed and everything's done. The guy's in prison. But there's some interesting latest things that are going on with Alex Murdaugh. And I want to ask you questions, our listeners, of what you think about what the prosecutors are doing next with the Alex Murdaugh trial. And I know some of you are going to say, come on. And some of you will say, absolutely. But what is that I'm going to bring up and talk about? Just wait. But sometimes you have to ask yourself, really? The next thing we're going to talk about is a 2018 limousine crash. And why is that so important and so sad yet interesting? Also, guess what we're talking about? We're going to stay politically neutral. DeSantis and Disney, we've got to talk about the latest lawsuit of between DeSantis. Is it DeSantis or DeSantis?
DeSantis.
DeSantis.
That's why I thought everyone calls him DeSantis.
I do.
And it's IS. I saw that. And DeSantis. We're also going to talk about an individual man that was set free from prison and why. Romeo and Juliet in the 1960s. What does a lawsuit have to do with that? That's interesting. The best one we're doing this whole 3 hours of Radio Law Talk. Again, we're live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday with a few exceptions here and there. We're going to talk about goat grazing. What does lawsuits and legal laws have to do with goat grazing? And this is an interesting one and, in my opinion, fairly controversial. Because goat grazing and sheep grazing is very important in our country. Why? We'll think about it, and we'll tell you, especially in the West Coast. We're also going to talk about a juror that was put in jail. Why was a juror put in jail? We're going to find out about that, and we're going to tell you what we think. And then the Supreme Court hits and nails the Clean Water Act. This is the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that.
That's a big story.
Even though between you and I and the fence post, it's not the, you know, the bell ringer story that's, you know, exciting and interesting, but it's interesting.
From a legal standpoint,
yes,
it's really interesting.
Right, interesting, and I'm going to say a little bit controversial. But we don't have Todd here. Thanks, Todd, for not showing up. We appreciate you not showing up. Todd, just so you know, our awesome co-host Todd, he does baseball play-by-play for semi-pro baseball. And a lot of times he is doing a baseball game late Friday nights. And sometimes he'll make it in. Sometimes he won't. He needs his little baby sleep. Little Todd needs a baby sleep. I need to sleep.
Rounding second base into deep REM sleep. There's Todd Kuhnin. Oh.
What a wimp. That's what I'm trying. What a wimpo, man. I live on 5 hours of sleep, you know. Cal, probably the same thing. Cal, you get up for your radio. Just so you know, Cal Hunter has a local Northern California radio show, a morning show. He's like one of those morning show hosts.
Yep.
Every single morning, Monday through Friday, and you're up, because I know you text me around 4 a.m.?
Yep.
Yeah, 4 a.m., getting ready for his early morning radio show. Goes from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., right?
Yeah. And you know what, but it's one of the funnest things I get to do because I have to be up on all the stuff, not just court cases, but, you know, regular news that's going on.
Of the local area.
It is a blast.
Yeah, but it's nice to be local.
Yeah, California and local.
Yeah, you kind of do, but you talk about some really interesting local things in your community.
It's an honor.
Cal's well-known in his community, so... but Todd's not going to be here. He's doing that. Denise and I are going to remember, we're going to warn you about, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Denise, how was your holiday? I haven't talked to you. We haven't hardly talked to each other in the past.
No, it's been a while. I had a lot of fun. I went to Maui. Maui.
Maui, Indiana?
Great. Yeah.
With some good friends that I know too.
Yeah.
I called Denise. I don't know why we had to talk. We talked about something, and then Fred in the background. Fred, someone saying hi to me, the friends. But
did you snorkel or something fun like that?
You know, I'm not a big snorkeler. I don't really like even to be in the ocean.
You sit on the beach. You're a beach person.
I'm a beach person. I'm a by the pool person.
Nice.
So I did swimming and did some shopping and
just relaxing, huh?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's,
you know, and
awesome.
where she is, it's like beautiful because you can just sit on the lanai, look at the ocean, you hear it from inside.
Yeah.
You know, it's very soothing.
At about 3 o'clock in the morning, do you roll over and say, "Will you just shut up, ocean? I'm sleeping."
No way. No? You're rocking to sleep.
I don't know. It just makes me sleep, and I sleep well there.
You know, I was down in Southern California near the beach, too, for the holiday. Actually, I had work. I do have an office down in L.A. We have offices throughout. I've got partners in 46 states, but our California office, we have one down in Los Angeles area, and then we have one in Irvine, which, if you know where Southern California is, and we're up near Sacramento area. So I travel, and I went down there, did some work, and brought the family, and we actually worked, believe it or not, to some degree, and enjoyed the ocean, too. So
nice.
That's wonderful.
It was
that
nice.
That is so cool.
Nice.
That's great.
And I do live by some very interesting people, and you guys know we don't tell the public where I live down in Southern California, but it is very – I live for some – very famous, interesting people, and it's kind of fun to go to the local store, and there they are. And I saw someone, I saw two people, two celebrities. There's this famous store that's a little eclectic store near our house, and sure enough, I saw a very, very, very famous movie star just sitting. You know, it's a little tiny store, so there's two small checkout stands, and just sitting over there next to me in her little outfit and hat and just
looking every bit the star while trying trying not to.
No, right? She was looking at me and going, "That's Fred Penny from Radio Law Talk."
Wait a minute.
That's Fred Penny from Radio Law Talk.
Would you sign my beach hat, Mr. Penny?
My wife's like, "Oh, so what?" And then walking the dog, I saw another very famous celebrity, super famous celebrity, just walking the dog right by us down our street. And, of course, he said the same thing. "That's Fred Penny from Radio Law Talk." So, you know, it's been really interesting.
You need to take some Radio Law Talk T-shirts with you, Fred. Hand them out.
And the world.
Or pins. Right. We got lots of pins.
Yeah, pins. Let's do this, Cal. Let's set them up. We've got only a couple minutes to go, but set them up with what we're going to do with case or no case.
Well, interesting that you mentioned dogs, because our first case or no case has to do with someone who tried to rent an apartment, someone who claimed that they had a guide dog, I mean, not a guide dog, but an assistance dog, and the landlord said, no pets,
where's
no
your
animals,
papers?
Ain't going to happen.
Wow,
so
where's your papers?
Case or no case. Yeah,
that's a good question. Yeah. If you have official papers that you are, it's a, what do they call that, Denise? What type of
service dog.
Yeah. Are you allowed to bring them in to a no pets allowed apartment? And we'll be back to talk about that in case or no case.
Yep, that's at the core of case or no case. And that and many great stories that Fred has already set up for you, they're all coming up right here on Radio Law Talk on great radio stations coast to coast and always streaming free at RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm going. a quick quack car wash. Get my car washed, make it quick quack, pretty shiny, sexy, just because I wanna. Don't drive dirty. Gonna get my car suds in the quick quack car wash. It's a quick quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of floor, washing your car at the quick quack car wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, quick quack, scoop her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the quick quack car wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest quick quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's...
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
Oh, the cute little doggies. I like little doggies. They're so cute. I don't like them on an airplane, to be honest. I'll be straight up be honest with you. I don't like a big hairy dog or sitting on an airplane.
Or in restaurants.
In restaurants, I can't because the hairs that go getting up in my... Especially they bring the big fluffy dogs. And by the way, I love dogs, by the
me
way.
Too.
I've had four. They all passed away eventually of old age. And We haven't got our dog back, but we loved him. Labs. We had Labs and Redbone Coonhounds.
Oh.
I tell you, that Redbone Coonhound was one of the coolest dogs I've ever had. And I could tell stories for hours on that, but I won't get into it. Cal, something about cute little doggy wants to go into an apartment, and it is a dog that apparently they have papers on to be their service animal.
Well, her name was Kinja Newman, and she was disabled, was qualified and certified as such, and she had the car placard and everything. I mean, she's a disabled person, no doubt about it, mental issues. Ms. Newman had to relocate and move to a different apartment in the very competitive Southern California rental market. No pets, the manager said. Not a pet, she replied. It's a working service dog which performs service for me. Landlord said, so sorry, you're not a tenant of mine. You never will be. No animals in my building. End of story. You will not be able to be here as long as that Rottweiler or some other dog wants to be here with you. I just can't have it. They ruined my building, and it's my building, so I'm not going to do it. So she immediately went to a discrimination lawyer to see if she had a case or no case. And Denise, I guess we can start with you today. I think you're in the lead, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. So then we'll give you a chance to make up ground.
Yeah, exactly, because it's double points.
Yeah, double points. Todd's not here. Yeah.
I've been last place.
Yeah. Okay, well, not for long, I'm sure.
Oh, right? Actually, you're in last place, Cal.
Well, there you go. That's hardly news. Anyway, right. So, case or no case, what say you?
This is a case. California actually has a law about service animals, and it's part of the it's the state equivalent to Americans with Disability. And as a landlord, I came across this, and they have to prove and provide papers. But once they provide papers, you cannot deny them based on the animal. Now, you can deny them if they have bad credit. You can deny them, you know, for other reasons, but you cannot deny them to be able to rent based only on their service animal. That is not allowed in California. I don't know about other places. I just know California. So I'm going to say it's a case, and she wins.
Fred, what do you think about this?
What if the service animal is a potbelly pig?
Well,
or the service animal is
a chicken. Yeah.
No, an ostrich or something like that.
Or an emu.
Which they have done in the past, or a little tiny horse.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it got so bad on airlines that there's actually, we went over an individual that brought a little pony on his airlines.
Yes.
Because that was his service animal.
And it wasn't a My Little Pony doll. It was a real
pony.
Neighing pony, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
it's not a service animal. I think you're thinking of a comfort animal.
Yeah, no.
Fell under that. Yeah.
Fell under service animal?
They did originally.
For FAA for a while.
But they changed it.
They changed that.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So, but yes, it was. They're bringing in. I got my service alligator on.
Service snake.
my service, wolf. So, because I'm allergic to dogs, by the way. I'm allergic to dogs and cats and horses. Yeah, we had dogs growing up, but they're all outside.
Are you allergic to cows, too?
I don't know. I haven't sat on one yet or held one. But the answer is not really. I don't know. I don't. I've handled babies before, stuff like that. But here's the deal. The question is, Denise is 100% correct. But that's the easy answer, Denise.
It is.
That's what scares me.
Right?
So the question is this a real case or a scenario? And I'm just going to go with I'm now playing the Cal game. I'm not playing the case game. I'm playing the Cal game now. Because clearly it's a case. I mean, these cases are everywhere. A case, and the person wins for sure. All right, I'm going to go with Denise. Case, and the lady wins.
Okay, so now here's a point for consideration. If the landlord says, listen, if you take me to court and you win, we are going to have to charge you a pet extra deposit for the pet and a pet surcharge, and that's going to set your, before you move in, deposit to be about $15,000.
The answer is yes, so they can do that.
Can he do that? What
do you
think?
Yes, they can.
They can, but I do believe that it's a set amount. It's not like $15,000. It's more like 350 or something like that.
Well, because they have to clean. I mean, afterwards a dog.
Yeah.
I've had
dogs, but it's not that high. I mean, I looked at this issue fairly recently.
According to this, under the Fair Housing Administration Act, providers cannot charge tenants per rent, per deposit, regular pet fees, overcharges regarding that animal. According to what I, that's what.
Wow, I now that sounds right.
So you're both right about this. This
but what
is
about the case?
A case, and congratulations.
Yes.
She won. Actually, she found an apartment in the meantime. It took so long to get through the courts. And he sold his apartment buildings and said, I am out of this business. Too many regulations. Thank you, everybody. Drive safe.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
so we get it's 2 points. Normally two,
four,
so we get 4 points each, but that's we don't right. get the extra point.
Right.
Yeah, you don't get the extra point on the deposit.
Wow.
Because it's interesting to note that that is considered discriminatory also, by at least by the federal housing.
Yeah, interesting that you can't charge. Because don't forget, a pet, a lot of pets are dirty, and they, and you've got to do extra cleaning because of an animal, and that extra cleaning is
the fastest way to ruin a home is an indoor cat. A landlord friend of mine told me, he said, just forget it. Going to be $1,000 no matter what. To
right.
clean it up, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Let's come back. We're going to talk about, speaking of cats, Alec Murdoch.
Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up right here with Fred Penny and Denise Dirks, and you won't want to miss a minute of it right here on Radio Law Talk.
Center. The announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by you.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to sign the debt ceiling bill a day after a primetime speech from the Oval Office.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
The president praised the bipartisan deal and said democracy can only function through compromise. It suspends the debt ceiling and caps federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years. Biden plans to sign the bill today ahead of Monday's deadline for the U.S. to avert a catastrophic default on its debt. Tropical storm Arlene is moving into South Florida. A flood watch has been extended for Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties until at least this evening. The National Weather Service says those areas could see 1 to 3 inches of rain before gusty winds, lightning, and thunderstorms arrive this evening. Arlene is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What does Todd's cat say? If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All right, we've got Alex Murdaugh, and I'm not going to go over the facts of his prior case. Go back and listen to RadioLawTalk.com. You can hear it. He's a convicted double murderer of his wife and his son, and now he received basically life in prison. He is 50, I'm going to say late 50s, and he's got, I think, 50 years. I don't know. He's 57. He's not getting out of prison. Let's put it that way. So they're now, he's been indicted on 22 more financial fraud-related charges. He is, and the prosecutors, local prosecutors, said that they're going to aggressively pursue all his white-collar charges against him, which, by the way, on many of them, he testified. This is the guy that took the stand in his own defense for the murders, and he did testify and agree that he had defrauded people of money, and he admitted it, up to $8.8 million in the state of, like, over $400,000, and his partners, he defrauded his partners. But now they're...
I think the biggest thing is the clients.
Yes.
You know, attorneys owe a special duty to their clients.
Well, there's no doubt, but there's no money left, Denise. That's the whole issue. There's really not much left to go after. But here's what they're charging him. 32 counts of embezzlement, 21 counts of computer crimes, 14 counts of money laundering, 11 counts of obtaining signature or property by false pretense, 9 counts of tax evasion, 7 counts of conspiracy, 3 counts of false statements or misrepresentation, and 2 counts of forgery. Now, he went through and did all types, took money from his clients, took everything. And all the guy's got pretty much nothing left. I mean, it's I know they have that ranch, which they sold, apparently millions of dollars. But
His wife had some assets and stuff.
Right, and the thing
but
is...
But he can't inherit because he killed her.
Right, and the one son left could inherit. What's his name, Buster or something like that?
Yes.
I don't know what his name is. I can't remember.
I think it's Buster.
But anyway, the thing is they're going after him. And so Denise and I have talked about this. And if you want to call us 855-LAW-RADIO or
855-529-7234.
7234. Denise and I are going to, and we, by the way, Denise and I are not necessarily on either of this side, but we're going to argue why this should be continued. Because here's my argument, the argument I'm going to make, not necessarily agree with, but the argument I'm going to make. And I heard this from a former prosecutor who was a very conservative person, really conservative. And he was against the death penalty. And I said, as a conservative, wow, that's interesting. And his whole argument was, as a former prosecutor, he said, it costs the state tens of millions, sometimes $10 million, to fight the appeals and the fights for putting a person to death. And he said, take that tax money and use it to find the bad people for other crimes instead of wasting it on this and put them in life in prison. It's cheaper. And so he went at the tax cheaper. So I'm asking myself, the amount of money that the state, the county, everybody's going to spend at pursuing more actions. I'm not talking about the civil stuff that people will pursue, but the government pursuing more actions for all these things when he's going to spend the rest of his life, his living life, in prison anyway. Why would we do that, Denise, instead take that money and have a good use, hire more investigators for other crimes and use that toward other things to
help
crime?
I think it's because there are literally so many victims that they need their day in court. They need to be heard. They need to have a jury tell them, yes, you're right, he did do this to you. And they need the restitution order. And they need, even if they never collect on it, it helps victims in most cases to be able to have that sense of justice.
And to use politically, the DA cannot be in a debate, have his opponent say, you didn't even go after the money for these victims. How do you think you should be reelected? I think it's a political point as well.
It could very well be, because, you know, this is a big, huge political
case. But take away all of the emotion. Take the emotion away. I know it's hard. It's really hard. Take the emotion away. What would you rather do with the $10 or $20 million out of the coffers of the prosecutors? Would you want to put that towards solving the 30 other murders that haven't been solved?
For against other defendants.
Against other defendants.
Yeah, no, yeah, I see that.
I know. I see your side, too, and I agree. I don't disagree with your side. I don't disagree.
This is what makes me mad about Murdoch.
Yeah.
He testified in the murder trial because he was trying to be honest, right? Trying to look like he was an honest guy. He testified as to doing all this damage to a lot of his clients, and by name.
Yes.
Yet, when he's charged with these, he pleads not guilty. He just wants his day in court to get out of jail for the day.
Yeah, and it does say that I did read one article a while back that said something to the effect that his attorneys are basically saying, well, we'll be talking about those, and there'll probably be a settlement. But they are appealing his case, his murder case, on the grounds that his financial – there was about 7 days of testimony about his financial doings and his issues and problems with finances, and applied that – gave him motive. Obviously, prosecutor's argument is that that's the motive for him to murder. And they're saying that was too excessive. And the jury, even though the jury was instructed, that doesn't count toward whether or not they murdered someone. But it just goes to, you know, the reason why he...
Or the potential.
Or the potential, but not... Yeah. not that, but the defense does have a good argument that, you know, they basically portrayed him as a scoundrel, a liar, and a cheater when it came to the financial things. Therefore, they're going to automatically think, this is their argument, he's guilty, right? And they're not going
to
believe
right.
it.
Right. In other words, let's just make him out to be the worst guy ever, and he's going to be punished for being the worst guy ever.
Right.
Not necessarily punished for murder.
Or is Murdaugh's ego so big that he wants to say, even in prison, I cut a wide swath in these here parts? I mean, something like that could be a factor for an egomaniacal guy like he's been accused of being.
Mm. I actually think that there's a big part of it, why he pled not guilty, because of the ego.
Well, here's the question.
I honestly think so. And he went into court acting like nobody was going to doubt him. Like, he was just such a pillar of the community that him getting on the stand and making admissions as to some things would show that he didn't kill.
There's your headline, you know. Denise. The pillar is a killer.
That's the pillars. This goes back what, to the
make a note.
The late 1800s, I believe.
Yeah.
His family's been involved, and in fact, his grandfather's picture hangs in the courtroom, and they had to take or the hallway. They had to take his picture down, and just think what the legacy was of that family, the Murdaugh family in that area. And how he just one swoop, whew, he ruined the family name.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, I guess the one issue here is, if they're going after all these other fraud charges, is now are they going to try to implicate the other son that's still alive? That's the question.
Well, yeah, because that's where the money is.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He would inherit his mom's stuff.
Yes, he will inherit everything that's there.
Right.
So, well, if they've got to pin him so he can't profit from. Is that what they're thinking?
Well, here's the other thing is, you got to understand this too. I've read a lot of articles on this. I know there are some issues that I believe the attorneys of Murdaugh have asked the courts for money because he's out of money or running out of money. There's no money to pay them. And so, if that's the case, then, but you're right, Denise, the mom's money/inheritance should go to the existing living son.
Right, and here's the odd part. If you remember, Murdaugh tried to have himself killed so that his son could inherit the life insurance policy on him. And so, I just found it's very odd. It just feels like a lot of people have this feeling, I'm sure, that the son has something to do with it. You know, he has some involvement in it. And if they could place that son somehow into these fraud cases, then there may be some money to go after.
Yeah.
I don't know if he... I'm not saying that Buster had anything to do with anything, but it's just kind of odd that the father was trying to benefit him by attempting his own, murder.
Crazy. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about, including we're going to talk about a limo accident. This is very interesting and sad.
This is Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Denise Dirks, and the show will continue in just a little bit right here. You stay there, and the big broadcast will carry on more after this. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Boys are weird. Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Now, to give you some general discussion about personal injury, that's my neck of the woods there, 31 years worth. There's a thing called common carrier. There's a common carrier setup situation where individuals or people who carry the public, I'm going to say an airline, a limo, believe it or not, even common carrier can apply to an elevator.
What about Lyft or Uber?
Oh, yeah. Everything's that could be common carrier issue.
A train, public transit.
Yeah. So they have a higher duty than a normal. You and I, Denise, driving a car or doing whatever. They have a higher duty. Now, when you're in a limo, now again, this is in New York, so I don't know New York law. I'm not saying I know, but I'm just talking in general. You have to maintain, and there's rules and regulations of maintaining your vehicles, right? And it's very high standard. You can't just, you know, oh, I'm just going to fix it. George at George's shop's going to fix it. It's got to be. There's got to be rules, regulations, and show proof, et cetera, et cetera. So here is a. First of all, a 2001 Ford Excursion Super Stretch Limo. Last I checked, that's a pretty dang old vehicle. So if you thought that's 24, 23 years old, and apparently the owner of this limo had kind of failed to inspect and failed, was cutting corners basically on fixing this vehicle, and apparently this vehicle had brake issues. Yet the almighty dollar, right? The almighty dollar was, hey, they had a party or a family had a birthday party, and it's a 17 passengers. That's a lot of passengers.
That is.
That's a big long stretch limo.
Mm-hmm.
Came down a hill around a corner and couldn't stop because the brakes weren't working, and hit another car, hit a tree. And this is what's a shocker to me. All 17 passengers died in that accident.
And the driver.
And the driver and two bystanders.
Gosh.
So how, I mean, what to me, that must have been a horrific crash because, you know, someone's bound to live out of the 17 people, right?
You would think.
It's not like this is a, you know, an explosion, you know.
So everything that could have gone wrong, speed, brakes, pedestrians were standing in front of them at a sign. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong went absolutely the worst.
Well, and I wonder, it did go into a stream bed. And I don't know, and I haven't seen pictures of it. I almost looked it up. But so anyway, this is what has happened. What's happened is they have brought, the prosecutors have brought, a case for against the owner of the limousine. I wish Todd was here for not a misdemeanor. Manslaughter.
Yeah.
Manslaughter. There we go. Brought up for manslaughter. He was found guilty just recently. And this is what's interesting about New York. By the way, a couple little things. They avoided inspection rules for oversized vehicles, and they falsified the SUV seating capacity, which there's rules. The more seating capacity, the more difficult the rules and regulations. And not only that, the brake job was a $2,000 brake job and killed 20 people because of it. But he was found guilty, and this is the interesting thing from me, is the judge said that he is going to be serving prison time for a term of 5 to 15 years in prison, which is bizarre. I'm like, what does that mean? But apparently in the state of New York, the state parole board determines when he's released after he hits his minimum 5 years. So 5 to 15 is what the judge says, but your minimum is 5, and it could be more depending on the parole board. And the parole board,
if he shows remorse, if he is good in jail and does what he's supposed to do. So probably a lot of factors will factor into that.
Right, and so, but 5 to 15, to me, that's just the bizarre thing is, you know, as a prisoner, you're sitting there going, man, what do you think? You think five, then, oh, maybe it's 15. I don't know. So at least maybe I guess you got something to look forward to that you might be 6, might be 7. The 5 to 15, the parole board's going to make a determination. So those of you who have services that have common carriers, do the best that you can to make sure that your equipment is up to date. And at least it can be older, but make sure that it's in good working order.
Well, kind of to lighten this load a little bit, I got to tell you about when my brakes went out.
Uh-huh.
My stepdad had fixed them himself, put in new brakes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And for the first time I was driving, and I was driving in the rain, and then something about the rain and not being tested on the brakes went, it failed.
He probably did in what's called bleed the brakes. I used to do BMK.
I don't know. Yeah. I just know that I had three people in my front area with it was only supposed to be two.
Yeah.
And
this was a Volkswagen, right?
This was a Volkswagen, and we ran into the back of a Volvo, which is an expensive car.
And bigger.
And this was in Eugene. And so when I got out and the guy got out of the car, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, you know, our brakes went out or something didn't work, and he's like, that's okay. And then I had to start hitting him on his pocket, on his shirt pocket, because it was on fire.
Oh, his
and
cigarette.
I'm like, he goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm so sorry, your shirt's on fire. And he goes, I wondered where that joint went.
Truth. Eugene, Oregon. There you go.
That explains why nothing ever came of that.
Right? Denise, get an accident. We got a joint problem.
At least he didn't drop it down in his pants there.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, it was kind of convenient. It went in the pocket.
And then after they smashed it, they said, all right, let's just share a few, right? Is that what you did?
No.
It was funny. Well, wow. Here's another interesting thing about this case. The trial that came down, they agreed on, the prosecutor and defense agreed on a deal. And the deal was he wasn't going to do any – he was going to be probation, but no jail time. And the court and judge said, no, you're going to trial.
Yeah.
So isn't that interesting that you can talk and have a plea deal with the district attorney's office and everyone agrees if the judge says, no, you're going to trial? You're going to trial, and sure enough, this guy 5 to 15, and that's why the judge didn't allow it.
So, as a plaintiff's lawyer, Fred,
mm-hmm.
I'm presuming that in California, a commercial carrier that carries people for hire
uh-huh.
has got to have insane insurance. Is that the case?
Yeah, there's certain requirements depending on, they have to have a certain amount of insurance.
Right.
They have to go through. See, I think what's a little bit shocking here, and again, I don't know every detail. Like, the state of California is pretty dang strict.
Right.
I mean, if you don't show up for your inspection, you know, or whatever, they'll take your license.
They just pull your ticket right there.
Yeah, they pull. So I don't know what happened here. Clearly, he was falsifying some stuff. So I think what happened is the larger SUVs have to go through a more strict standard, the larger limos, and they lowered the capacity of it, right, of what it really held. So, anyway, it's pretty dang strict.
But if they've got, let's just say they've got $5 million in insurance.
Right.
But you've got 17 victims here.
Oh, there's 20.
20.
Okay, right, 20 victims. So this is just not much of a pie to go around.
Here's an example.
Speaking, I'm not trying to be greedy.
Yeah.
But you get it.
Yeah. But here's an example, Cal. Here's an example. Look at your elevator. I own a building that our law firm's in.
Okay.
The elevator, our elevator, there's hardly anybody use it. It's a smaller two-story building. It is required, they have required to come out and inspect our elevator all the time. I mean,
it's like four times a year or something, right?
Yeah, we write this check every single four. Man, I always say this is the biggest ripoff because they come out and go, well, it looks fine to me. Give me my couple grand or whatever it is. Like,
is it an Otis? I mean, is it that the brand?
Well, it doesn't matter what brand it is.
You're saying they invented it.
No, they have
no,
to come
they
out.
Have they have a higher duty.
Yeah, because it's because it's a passenger elevator, and they have to have inspections by the state person that's mandated by the state. And so I don't know what every state does, but the stricter it is, the safer it is.
Just give them a walker and point to the stairs, Fred. That's all.
Yeah, there you go. Let's walk up the stairs. We come back. We're going to talk about DeSantis and Disney. That's an interesting one. We'll have another case or no case. Hang on.
That's next hour on Radio Law Talk. All you have to do is stay tuned because we have much more of the show coming up. We're just barely wrapping up the first hour. And we're here until noon Pacific time, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many amazing local radio stations whom we love. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a little bit on Radio Law Talk.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.